programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, it's the usual busy week. Maybe not as interesting as other weeks. From the point of view of a war breaking out the Middle East, we've had a decline from the week before. And, what we spoke about last week, you were very excited that an American naval group had entered the Suez Canal, and this was supposedly the start of an attack on Iran, and I said, nah, it's a show of force. The Iranians are going to send a flotilla-busting pair of ships that could engage the Israeli Navy, and everyone was terrified that was spread into a regional war, and I said, nah, we're just going to scare the Iranians. Apparently that analysis is the common one now that I've been reading. It's actually become the most common analysis now that Iran, at great expense, by the way, was threatened to back off its flotilla-busting so-called humanitarian ships, which were actually warships. Now, things happened in the last week. This was a very busy week for diplomatic, secret diplomacy, every which way. Netanyahu eased the blockade on Gaza. Now, that was shoved down his throat by Obama, and who knows what the military consequences will be, but he's letting in all kinds of stuff that, in fact, can be put to military use, and will be. It's just understood. Little things like cement will be used to make bunkers and pillboxes, as well as schools and hospitals. In short, Netanyahu caved in. Not a big fuss has been made about this because not a big fuss has been made about the other side, which was also forced to give in. But as I said, the expense, first of all, the American naval group that consisted of 11 ships, including an aircraft carrier, which would not be cheap to organize and put through the Suez Canal. But something of interest happened. It was reported, Jerusalem Post, by the Iranian press agency, it's called the Islam Times. It doesn't matter. It got a lot of play. And what the Iranians claimed is that Israel had landed jets, cargo jets, Herculeses, and the works. They all landed at Tabuk Airport, which is in northwest Saudi Arabia. Now, this report, which, again, spread, it's not some marginal thing that I dug up from the internet. I mean, this spread throughout the Arab world, that Saudi Arabia had come up with a deal with Israel to let its military land at its air base. And by the way, if you understand the rift in the Arab world Saudi Arabia has a lot to lose if Iran becomes the strongest military force in the Middle East. The Saudi royal family will be at constant risk for the regime falling and a revolution starting in the country. I mean, they're very worried about Iran. So them caving in and giving Israel an air base is not that out of the question. In fact, if I were the Saudi ruling family, I'd say that's a cheaper and better alternative than having to fight Iran down the line. So this report, which of course the Iranians took to be an attack on them, they were very, very scared that the Israelis were now in Saudi Arabia landing, not just landing military equipment. Saudi Arabia Airlines canceled flights to the airport on June 18th and 19th to let the Israelis arrive supposedly in secret. What we've got now is a very strong show for force on one side, and you've got Netanyahu caving in on the blockade on the other side. It became extremely vital to the nations of the Arab world to put a stop to this flotilla business. And what happened is that Egypt wouldn't let the Iranian ships float through the Suez Canal, so they were apparently, other ships were redirected at the Caspian Sea somehow to get to Israel. Egypt blocked the Iranian ships, even though Egypt, of course, denies it, which is a lie. The ships didn't get through. And then there was a meeting that I think we should take note of, which, of course, nobody has taken note of. But a very strange coalition met in Damascus. Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Syrians all met in Damascus earlier this, I guess it was last Wednesday. They all met there, and, well, obviously they're in cahoots, and they're working together. I mean, that's, these are the allies of the flotilla scandal, are Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah. Syria at this meeting told them that it's off, the deal is off, there's too much pressure, you can't use our ports to send ships to Gaza. So Egypt and Syria fell in line. Lebanon, in a big way, fell in line when its Prime Minister Hariri just could not take the pressure from Southern Europe, which has sent the majority of the UN troops to southern Lebanon, supposedly to separate Hezbollah and Israel. They are, of course, helpless to do that in a real war, but that's what they're there for. Apparently, Lebanon was under huge pressure to cancel boats to Gaza from its ports. The squeeze came on, and this was oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish as we talk about the rising level of tension over there in the Near East and the Middle East.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm
I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, we're talking about the meeting that was held recently in Damascus. And, of course, the whole situation in the Near East has changed as Turkey, within the last few months, has simply changed its longstanding alliance with Israel, and this is going to have a profound impact on the stability of that region. But you pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, Turkey wasn't part of the story. Turkey didn't sign on to the flotilla agreement, and it's been very busy this week making sure future relations with Israel will be minimal. This is actually, again, a very big regional issue. If Turkey can't get its arms from Israel, remembering that Turkey is fighting a civil war with the Kurds, and they need advanced equipment. They've been getting it from Israel lately. They'll have to get it again from the Iranian-Syrian alliance, which ultimately means places like Russia and North Korea. Turkey is out of the Western alliance, and they've, well, this week they blocked Israeli Air Force overflights of Turkey, and they've done everything to make sure that it's going to be very, very hard to repair this rift, and it, yeah, it's probably permanent. Turkey has drifted from the west to the east, and I don't know what can be. I guess the intelligence agents are planning coups or something to get Turkey back online. I would not want to be the prime minister of Turkey. What he's doing, in essence, is going to cause a lot of attention from people who can harm him. Okay, that's we'll leave that hanging in the air. The flotilla business is not over because of Turkey, by the way. But that's an ongoing soap opera. Let's look at stuff that's not so ongoing. Now, this next story is long and difficult to understand. It's got strange names, and it's possibly not even directly connected. But I'm going to do it anyways because, well, I'll tell you why I'm going to do it. It's because the corruption of Israel led to the flotilla fiasco. That was Defense Minister Ehud Barak who ordered and planned the operation. And what I'm going to do is a bit complicated, but we'll get back to Defense Minister Barak. And I want you to know, last night, the list of the executives of the Socialist International was sent to me, and Ehud Barak there are four of them, vice president of the Socialist International, and their agenda is to cause a fiasco and spread the flotilla scandal until Israel relented on its embargo, and they got their way. That is who Ehud Barak is, and people don't understand that his ideology is known worldwide. He's an executive of the International Socialist Order.
Now, look, here for our listeners, I think they have to understand that you had your third international. That's what communism is. But the fourth international was a socialist international made of the socialist leaders all throughout the world working toward bring about a world socialist society. And here's defense minister of Israel as a member of the Socialist International. This is a subversive group. It has representatives here in America. It's aimed at destroying sovereignty and bringing about a world government, a world socialist or fascist government under a ruling elite. And there's good old Mr. Barack, Ehud Barak, there as a vice president. Go ahead.
Well, needless to say, Shimon Peres was the actual president of the Socialist International not that long ago either.
Right.
You just have to get a feel for what any government of Israel is fighting against. Their defense minister in Israel is today, at this moment, a vice president of the Socialist International. And if you know anything about what that means, it explains the fiasco a lot. Nonetheless, before we get lost, and we'll come back to Ehud Barak.
Okay, one of these days, if you wouldn't mind just emailing me that list, I would love to see it.
I'll email it today to you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Now, major scandal is that the Israel Police Fraud Squad has asked the courts to indict Omri and Gilad Sharon, that is Ariel Sharon's two sons, for accepting and mediating a couple of bribes. One was for $3 million, which the police alleged was given to Ariel Sharon. And they have a list of evidence that Schlaf owned companies that provided the loans, and they released this last week that they're going to indict Sharon's two sons for mediating and accepting large bribes. Now, the name Martin Schlaf, what this man is doing to Israel is unbelievable, really. The number of people he has corrupted is astounding. Now, he runs Casinos International out of Vienna. He was a former member of the East German Stasi, a Jew and a member of the Stasi. And by the way, that's not so surprising when the head of the Stasi was also a Jew. And how many Jews were left in Germany that you can get a coincidence like this? But let's not get lost. Schlaf did bribe Sharon. He also bribed everybody he could get his grubby little paws around, mostly to run a money laundering casino in Jericho with plans to expand it in the newly evacuated Gaza. It's a nasty, nasty man who gave a lot of bribes to get his way. Well, I know who's not going to be testifying at the Sharon trial. His name is Solomon Obstfeld. He was a New York millionaire rabbi. And I'll quote the New York Daily News now. Obstfeld was connected with former Israeli Prime Minister Sharon and Olmert and had ties with the Austrian businessman Martin Schlaf, who attended his funeral. Now, I never heard about Obstfeld. I don't know how he became a millionaire. I just know he did not voluntarily fall from the 19th floor of his apartment to his death. All right, I'm going to guess that he was not suicidal, and if he did commit suicide, he wouldn't jump from his apartment. In short, it's another one of these corruption murders that take place in Israel. If you get too close to that government, they will suck you into dirty deals. And when you start knowing too much about the dirty deals, they will kill you to keep you from testifying. This murder is largely unnoticed, and it should not be unnoticed. This is the core of the mentality running Israel. This guy worked with Schlaf, he worked with Barak, and he had to die. He knew too much. The police were getting close. So they killed him.
Well, I'm afraid it happens all throughout the world. I know it happens here to key people and even members of our Senate who don't go along with the agenda. But go right ahead.
Yeah, they killed Robert Byrd a couple days ago.
Well, I think the
he probably
just died.
He was, what, 107 years old or something? All right. Let's now do part two of the story. Now, we started off again with Schlaf and with Barak and with Obstfeld. That's part one of the story. Part two is complicated. Now, the Minister of National Infrastructures, that's the, they control the paltry resources of Israel. That's Uzi Landau, said that Israel is willing to use force to protect newly found offshore gas finds. Lebanon and Hezbollah want the gas. And they said so, that it's ours, it's not Israel's. Now, they're, this is not one of the oil scams going on in Israel where some guy is digging in the Dead Sea or somewhere else hinted at in the Bible. This is 80 to 100 miles offshore. Now, international waters say 200 miles per shoreline. That means it's within Israel's territory, and it's all just cutting corners and nitpicking because the Lebanese smell a lot of money. Now, this gas, remember, not oil. Nobody's talking about oil so far. Underneath natural gas tends to be oil, but that's not a good discussion. We're talking gas, safe, efficient gas. This is twice the size of the North Sea gas fields. This would make Israel a net exporter of fuel. It would change, financially, it would change Israel around in a big, big way. It was, by the way, not necessarily for the good. It just means funneling more corruption. But nonetheless, Lebanon and especially Hezbollah say they want that gas. And, well, the, Israel's infrastructure minister said that Israel will defend the gas with force. Now, this is a major, major change of pace. And now we're going to go backwards. A very large natural gas field was found off Gaza in the year 2000. That's when Barak was prime minister. Now, Barak, as leader of the country, shocked Israelis. That's a quote, by the way. But what a move he made. He ceded Israel's rights to the natural gas field, which, by the way, certainly touched Israel. Gaza is not all that big. He ceded all the rights to this mass, they say massive, natural gas field off Gaza to, all right, the coalition was Yasser Arafat's bagman, his name was Mohammed Rashid, and British Gas. Now here is the deal that Barak made and made him very, very wealthy. I mean, here is a man who left the office of Prime Minister in 2001, came back a year and a half later, a multimillionaire, he said, from business deals. You can only do that through crime. Legitimate business is not going to make you a multimillionaire in a year and a half. What Barak did is he ceded this incredibly lucrative gas field. Now, Mohammed Rashid was Arafat's corruption financial chief. I used to write this all the time. His son finally wrote me and asked me to cut it out. He knows his father. He wouldn't do things like that. It's amazing how the children just are never told what daddy does. But nonetheless, what Barack did is he cut a deal with the PLO and British Jazz to seed the field, whereas the PLO would cut a deal with British Jazz, and everyone would be getting much richer except Israel. Well, it turns out, wow, Martin Schlaff had, and Mohammed Rashid were major stockholders of British Jazz.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046, 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, talking about corruption in Israel and certainly how the leaders of Israel and, of course, of the Palestinians profited greatly by this business deal and by certainly shuttling this massive natural gas field off of Gaza, and Israel giving up its rights to it and turning it over to Gaza, turning it over to British Petroleum, and British Petroleum, of course, wasn't British Petroleum. What was the company, Barry?
British Gas.
British Gas. Well, anyway, before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to speak to their group, and how they can get your PayPal button.
Sure. The books, including the new one, which is called The Compromise Land, are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box, double-click books, and spell my name. And that is C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And you will be able to download the books for $5. A little more to get them sent to your house, but downloading $5. The website is barrychamish.com. And yes, there is a PayPal button if you want to contribute to keeping this line of questioning alive. If you donate, I don't just take the money. You'll get a nice package in the mail of thank you from me. That's at barrychamish.com. And if you want to buy my DVDs, which I don't sell at Lulu, or invite me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And now let's go back to see how this corruption works.
Okay.
Now, Brock becomes a multimillionaire in a year and a half, which means that he's selling influence, putting it mildly, he will do somebody else's bidding, using the Israeli government as the biddie. In short, he is not working for the Israeli people as defense minister any more than he was working for them as prime minister. He's doing the bidding of all kinds of people, including Martin Schlaff and the Socialist International. The file on Barack is getting, for me anyways, is getting wider and deeper by the day as people send me, material that should have been known and wasn't known. But here's something that kind of explains the corruption going on there. Israel last year was the world's third leader in, the performance is the Millionaires Club. The number of Israelis who have joined the exclusive Millionaires Club grew by 42.7% in 2009, almost half of the year before. Israel is getting all these millionaires suddenly. There are now 8,419 residents who are now millionaires. Half of them came last year. And for me, that is a very bad sign. You'll get economists saying that Israel is a really growing economy, but in fact, the one statistic of many, many is that one-third of Israeli children are malnourished. And that is Israeli statistics straight from the government. As people get rich, inevitably through crime. You can't do it any other way. You can't just overnight increase the number of millionaires in your country by 50% if there wasn't massive crime at the top. Can't be done. The old way that you work hard and you save your pennies and someday the system will reward you by making a millionaire was always a delusion. But in Israel, it's running rampant now, where the gap between the very rich and not the very poor, you're talking about a large, lower stratum of the population, actually doesn't get enough to eat. This is one of the consequences of rampant, you can call it high growth if you want to. And it'll go on the national earnings certificates, and the GDP will increase. Meanwhile, your population, the vast majority of whom don't have opportunities. They're not there anymore. But, well, 4,000 new millionaires somehow entered the Israeli economic system last year, and you don't become a millionaire unless you get your hands dirty. The good old days, I don't know if they ever existed in Israel, but the really bad old days of, well, your defense minister muffing up an operation on a flotilla, which ultimately gets Israel to ease the blockade to the point of it not existing anymore, that's what's going on top of Israel. The people supporting the peace inevitably are getting very, very rich there. I described it as best I can. You get the idea.
I'm afraid it's the same all over the world, you know, since Bill Clinton left the presidency. Why, he has a foundation that's gotten almost $500 million of donations just because people like Bill, because he's such a honorable, nice guy. And Sarah Palin, you know, in 9 months she made $12 million and maybe a very nice person, but she sold her soul.
Oh, I don't think
and
she
this is the way the
nice
world
person.
Really works.
And I don't think she sold her soul. I think it was always up for sale. Let's not give credits where there's no proof credit is due. But look, what you've got with the defense minister is an utter war going on in Israel against the religious, the right, the settlers. This week I could give you, well, you know, the police in force came to a settlement called Bat Ayin and demolished two homes. Well, both of them had husbands, pregnant wives, children. The worst, they just came in there and at gunpoint, really. It comes down to that. They probably used physical force. The gunpoint is a little too drastic and looks too bad, so they probably just use other... Ultimately, it's at gunpoint. Force them out of their houses, spread their goods on the property, and demolish the houses. Also, there have been... Look, this I'm not going to talk about, but it's probably the most serious... whoops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here, our guest is Barry Shamish. He's talking about certainly corruption in the Israeli government. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, we had, well, my emails were stuffed with strange deaths of children of prominent settler families. The first was a judge, a rare settler judge whose son was run down, 13-year-old son, run down on a sidewalk. He was the first. But yesterday, 2 days after this incident, Moshe Feiglin's son, also a strange car accident, 16 years old. Feiglin is... I would say he is, within the Likud party, the spokesman against the Oslo Accord and for settler civil rights and so forth. It's a long story, and I've got, when I have more time, I'll go into the details of who Feiglin is. The point is, his 16-year-old son who volunteered... that's what they say, anyways, for a local fire department. I think 16 is a little young to do that. But nonetheless, he was driving home when suddenly his car somehow took a 90-degree turn to the left, smashed into a pole, and it sounds extremely serious. I don't want to... I hope he's fine. It didn't sound that way yesterday. Now, normally you would just say, like Israelis said, I read comments on an Israeli news site that he was stoned. 16-year-old shouldn't be allowed in a car. The usual nonsense when a 16-year-old apparently kills himself. I didn't say that. Injures himself in a car crash, that he was stoned. I really doubt that in the middle of the afternoon, this 16-year-old religious boy was stoned, and that's why he had a serious car accident. In other words, you have the Israeli point of view, which is nothing. It was just a long string of coincidental deaths and cripplings and murders of right-wing leaders and their families, which is way, 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 way beyond coincidence. And now, I don't know the details, and I'm not even sure I want to even delve into them. It's one of the reasons I'm in America. But they rig cars. They cause accidents. They do things that look very natural. And it's just to end this pesky opposition to their peace plan. They're knocking off the leaders and their families and the next generation. And, well, I'm not being dramatic. Moshe Feiglin's son was the latest, and I have no proof whatsoever, and I'm going to tell you it was not an accident. That shows the immense self-confidence I have in understanding how this war is being conducted. Look, it's not just me. The entire Israeli public has lost faith with the Israeli system, and I've actually got the statistics, which every 10 years there is a survey of Israeli feelings towards their courts and their police. 2000 was the last one. Here's the latest one. If you want, it was conducted at the University of Haifa. In short, only 36% of the Jewish public expressed faith in the court system this year. And that was down from 61% in 2000. 36, that's all, a third of the Israeli public has any faith in their courts, which, by the way, is a shocking figure. But amongst the ultra-Orthodox of the Haredim, only 9% trust the court system. And of the settlers, it's 20%. This was chopped by 150% in 10 years. Of the Haredim, only 20% have faith in the Israeli court system. Look, there was a time when you believed that the judges were honest and there was no politics behind their decisions, and that they look for a balance between all opposing arguments to come to grand truths, and all gone. All gone. You've only got a third of the Israelis who believe in their court system anymore. And as for the settlers, as I said about these car accidents, well, I'll just show you how much faith they have in the police, which, again, you want to believe your police are honest, my goodness. At the minimum, here are the results. Only 24%, this is a quote, of the Jewish public express faith in the police. All right, that's it. It was 58% in the year 2000. Only a quarter of the public, and that includes the ultra-Orthodox and the settlers, includes everybody. Only a quarter of the Israeli public have faith in their police anymore, which, by the way, is better than the courts, where only two-thirds have lost faith with their courts. These are very, very telling and worrying statistics. When a country no longer believes in its institutions for protecting justice.
Well, when that happens, Barry, people are no longer willing to fight for that country, and that country will not survive.
Well, that's a possibility. Let's say it's certainly a factor. I don't think it's a direct reason, but it's certainly when you lose faith that you can get a fair deal from the courts or police in your own country, you're more likely to commit crime, that's for sure. This shows that, well, what I said before, if you're amongst the lucky 4,000, you became a millionaire last year. If you're a member of the Israeli masses, you've lost faith with your institutions, and you have a one-third chance that your children are malnourished.
We're out of time, Barry. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so very much.
Will do. Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our programs with Barry, but basically there are real problems in the Near East. There's corruption in the Israeli government, and it's tragic, but unfortunately wicked and evil people have seized positions of power. But more than that, of course, everything points to the fact there's going to be a war in the Near East. How soon, we don't know, but certainly massive numbers of missiles are there in Syria, in Lebanon, aimed at Israel. It's only a matter of time some trigger is going to trigger off an exchange, and just hope and pray that Israel does have an effective anti-ballistic missile system, because our little country could not withstand a barrage of 45 to 85,000 of the sophisticated missiles coming in from the north. And then, of course, everything still points to the fact that the Obama administration is determined to get us involved in a war with Iran. Will it be a short war? Will it be a long war? Is it a great distraction? Is it going to certainly change the face of the Middle East and justify keeping our troops stationed there indefinitely? And how many more American soldiers will die in that area for no reason at all? We have no business being over there. And what will happen here in America? Will there be unrest? Will there be acts of terrorism, either real or feigned, to justify martial law? Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into difficult times. Let me suggest an excellent DVD my wife and I have watched. It's called the Police State 4. It's put out by Alex Jones, Police State 4. We have his other latest DVD, The Invisible Empire. We recommend them both. He's done a good job on them. And that, of course, goes into the fact that there's a plan for a one-world government. And remember, the one-world government means the end of sovereignty, the end of the Constitution, and you will soon have the same freedoms that exist in Mexico and certainly in communist China. Because, of course, the only protection we have is our sovereignty and our Constitution. And the leaders of our country hate America. And they, of course, want to impoverish us. That's why they want to bring in the cap and trade. They're going to decrease fossil fuel emissions 83% by 2050. What that really means is the deindustrialization of America, getting people out of their cars, running up the cost of electricity to the point you can't buy it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. America's under attack, and not from Osama bin Laden or the Russians or the Chinese communists, but from the people in New York who run the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and run the government in Washington, D.C. You need, of course, to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or read my book to understand what's behind this. You need, of course, to get my talk on the planned police state. It's very important. The talk on planned police state and the syllabus that goes with it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day at our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 17th of October. Great speakers coming in, and we'll be serving lunch. You'll need reservations, and of course, if you need hotel reservations, call us 1-800-544-8927 to get the block of rooms before they're gone. That's 1-800-544-8927 to get your rooms here in the Monterey Bay area during our conference. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet, of course, seen the material we have, go to our website. We've got all sorts of books, but you need the information. You need to help us disseminate the truth. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-624.